your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, hoping your Sunday is filled with sunshine and vitamin D. Welcome, my friends. Special couple of hours here as we kick off the broadcast week on the weekend while everybody's out there mowing the lawn or laying out in the sun or whatever you happen to be doing. On this day, turn on the radio and crank the volume up because the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is ready to rock and roll. I think I am. Is Super Don, have you had enough coffee to rock and roll with me today?
I'm on cup number two, so I think I'm doing okay.
Cup number two. Good news for Super Don. There's good news for coffee today.
Yay.
We'll get to that. Yay. And I won't even tease him about where to put it. I won't. I'll try not to.
But you know what? I think you just might. You always do. Why would today be any different?
I find a way to make him snicker at me. You know, it's like, here we are, live on the air. Oh, you had to. Well, we do have to. We have to amuse ourselves as well as you all listening to this. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week. Maybe 7 because I didn't take a day off again. And, well, Richard Pearl asked me, and I did it next Saturday as well. But yeah, let's wait a little bit on that. We have Sierra Riddle, a can of mom. A super mom coming on, scheduled to talk about CBD for children. In this case, particularly for her child. And we'll get an update on that. We also have more autism updates. We've got a guest we've never interviewed, Maurizio Oronzo. He's got the GM Autism Foundation, and he's got an event coming up just before the Autism One in Chicago. His event's going to be in Miami. And so those in South Florida, we want to let you know about that. Also, let's see what else we got to do. Marijuana mistakes, or is it a mistake? Is it going to cause you a heart problem? There's a study that says it does, and there's some that say it does not. We'll get to the bottom of that. MERS is outbreaking in Saudi Arabia. Is it a karmic burden that they bear thanks to the fossil fuels being pulled out of the ground there? Whether they're actually from fossils, I don't know. But they're having trouble breathing. We'll talk about that. But first and foremost, a breaking new big time article from our good friend, the health ranger, Mike Adams, on the CDC's lies by omission. I love Mike because we think alike. You know, he comes out with this article. It's like, have we not been talking about the CDC's one-track vaccine mind for years in particular? That the only thing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or disease creation and promotion, depending on your perspective, the only way that they say is a legitimate way, for the most part, if you look at everything that they bluster about, is to get your kids injected with toxic medicaments that have no place in their glass of orange juice or whatever else they're drinking. It's a one-track mind. It's an obsession. It's a dangerous obsession resulting in damage, injury, and even death to the children that they claim to want to protect. So we have now this new article, literally hot off the presses, just released by Mike moments ago, in a highly publicized scientific report. The CDC is now making a future projection claim that immunization programs, wrongly named, by the way, nobody's immunized by a vaccine, in the USA will prevent 732,000 deaths over the lifetimes of people born from 1994 to 2013.
Wow.
Yeah.
They must have a new and improved magic eight ball over there at the CDC.
I think you've said it right, the magic eight ball. And of course, they ignore completely that this doesn't even touch the annual rate of iatrogenicide. 784,000 Americans, and that could be a low number, due to all forms of modern medicine, drugs, vaccines, etc. included. 784,000 a year, not 732 deaths over the lifetime of people born between 1994 and 2013. They have a blind spot, major blind spot, when it comes to other ways to prevent disease. So Mike pretends that the CDC has no bias as he's analyzing this report.
That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
It's like, let's just pretend, Mike says, let's just pretend they've got no bias and they're cool, they're right, they're legit, they're up on the up and up. And in that report, the CDC says vaccines will prevent an estimated 322 million illnesses, 21 million hospitalizations, and 732,000 deaths over the course of their lifetime. Okay? But if those claims are true, what are they comparing it to? That's exactly right. Nothing. Crickets.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't even hear
waiting.
Well, that's the point. They don't compare it to anything. It's just like their vaccine studies to claim that vaccines have prevented disease and they are the best thing ever. What have you compared it against? Nothing. When they compare their vaccines, do they compare them against placebo? No, they use the adjuvants in there so that they can't show. They don't want to show the adverse events. If they all have equal adverse events, hey, there's no difference between them. And they call the placebo, which is not a placebo, a placebo, because it's got the same garbage in there, minus perhaps the antigens or certain specific things that they pull out. But it's basically junk science. And so Mike goes to great lengths here in this article to compare vitamin D, for instance, to vaccination. And he says it, rightly so, there's a lot of science on this. Vitamin D supplementation would have a far greater positive impact than the vaccines claimed by the CDC in their paper. And we know vitamin D does a lot of good things. Of course, our focal point on vitamin D is going out into the sunshine and getting it developed naturally that way, because we've got to warn you, there are vitamin Ds on the market that are synthetic, that are not optimal, so be careful when you do this. Do it properly, and you'll get by. But now that the northern hemisphere is getting more sunshine, get out there and enjoy it. Not to the point where you get burnt to a crisp, but to the point where you develop and produce that vitamin D, which is a complex series of molecules, fats and hormones.
Flats.
All right. So you see, I'm not wearing my high heels today. Wearing flats. Did you see that?
I don't want that visualization.
I don't know who's promoting this, but somebody's promoting high heels for men. Is it like Payback or something? Have you seen this? It's kind of bizarre, but
the what?
High heels for men. High heel sneakers.
High heels for men. Oh.
Don't know. No. You'll have to look into it. I just,
what web pages are you on?
No, I think it was that movie. What was that movie where Ben Stiller was playing a male model? Did they do that in there?
Oh, is that Zoolander?
Zoolander. Kind of crazy stuff. But evidently, everything in the movies comes out to become real eventually. Clinical trial led by Mitsuyoshi Urashima and conducted by the Division of Molecular Epidemiology in the Department of Pediatrics at the Jikai University of Medicine, Minato-ku in Tokyo. Don't do that very quickly. Found that vitamin D was extremely effective at halting influenza infections in children, for instance. Okay? So here we go. Another of the vaccines that the CDC is promoting. Vitamin D appears to be 800% more effective than vaccines. Nope. Mm. Don't compare it to vitamin D. We wouldn't want to make vaccines look bad. You see how the CDC fails? This is what I've said for years. When I've spoken out against vaccines, some people will say, well, Robert, then you just want every kid to get sick and die of a horrible disease. No. I have the perspective, and I've always presented the perspective, that there are other ways to prevent disease, and even should you succumb, to overcome it and be stronger because of it, rather than intoxicating and polluting the bodies of innocent little infants and children. Which, by the way, yesterday started Infant Immunization Week. Again, another wrongly named week. Hide your children from armed and dangerous pediatricians bearing the needles of Big Pharma. Because all they are doing is intoxicating and poisoning them, and artificially, if they are lucky, stimulating an antibody into existence, at the same time destroying natural layers and levels of immunity by bypassing them with their syringes. But the CDC does not want you to know about all of these other options. It's only vaccines or bust.
Yeah.
Vaccines or bust.
Mm-hmm. He points out why. And it's not new to us, but the reason why the CDC doesn't bring up things like this study on vitamin D is because there's no money in it.
Yeah.
You're not going to make money on vitamin D.
You can't really patent vitamin D in the same way that you can get protection and high, let's say, profitability by selling it to governments around the world, because we all realize that most governments have forms of fascism or corporate welfare involved under the guise of protecting the children. Always the weak point in humanity. Protecting the children. Oh, you said that? Even if it kills them, we're going to believe that you're actually protecting them because you said protect the children. Call Hillary Clinton.
Or Nancy Pelosi. She's the one that's always talking about the children.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Pelosi,
children,
that's right.
Children.
Scary. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she likes children, quite honestly.
Ooh, just like Chili's.
Yes, Chili maybe hates kids. I remember what was Dennis was running for, what was his last name, running for Congress against Pelosi, and he had the Wicked Witch of the West. He turned Pelosi.
That was great. Oh, yeah, that was great. That was
hilarious. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to chime in on this, you agree or disagree, that's okay. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show, 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, as well as around the world on UK Health Radio and down under digitalradio-103, as well as many other podcast, outlets.
Yeah.
Now, there is a huge scientific gap in all of these pro-vaccine arguments, and it's in the article here. I encourage you to read it, because the whole idea of simply artificially stimulating antibody does not guarantee or confer automatic immunity. We've seen that even with naturally conferred immunity. It's an immature understanding, but a very profitable immature understanding about the way the immune system works. It is not only profitable for Big Pharma, but it is also something that can increase the profits of Big Pharma beyond just the shot and the sales of the shots themselves. And that goes to the heart of the chronic diseases that it brings into the body, that it gives rise to, by poisoning the body. And now you've set the stage for children to have chronic illnesses that will be, what, managed by various drug therapies throughout their life that may be getting shorter, according to the statistics, saying that these generations, millennials being born, are going to live shorter and less healthy lives than their elders for the first time since they started recording this stuff in the 20th century. All right, stick around. Where is MERS coming from? M-E-R-S. What does it even stand for? I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get back. It's in Saudi Arabia, and they're freaking out about it. Should they be, or are there other ways to address that? 10 best and worst places to eat local. Which state are you in? And salmonella is being passed around by what? It sounds like we've got, is it going to be a Harry Potter scenario? We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Yes, we are rocking the health world. It is time. Have you called in yet? What are you waiting for? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. And, of course, link, you got them there in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. MERS outbreak, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. A couple of more things I wanted to comment on, the CDC's one-track mind obsession with needling children. They don't address the issue of vaccine injuries or adverse events in their will save 732,000 lives. No reference of the fact that the vaccines are contaminated and have been with viruses and other things, fetal tissue, aborted fetal tissue. So you got DNA adducts, RNA, you've got all kinds of strange things from even animals lying in there. I mean, it's like the island of Dr. Moreau's kind of stuff that goes on. But the CDC does stage magic. They have sleight of hand. They do the razzle-dazzle, like in the movie Chicago. Right? They kind of send you off in a misdirection here, purposefully, and ignore, you know, that there are a number of children harmed or killed by vaccines among those 732,000 that they claim will be saved. How many of them will suffer from chronic debilitating degenerative diseases of the immune system? We can't consider it. They can't. That's not legitimate. That's not scientific to ignore the fact that what you're injecting creates chronic disease and ignore it to say we've just saved their lives. Well, how do you know their lives wouldn't have been saved without it? And of course, they wouldn't have had the chronic diseases. Because you don't let them know that they can, for instance, use silver and other botanicals and different things to prevent and, let's say, a death-inducing disease event. The adjuvants, the preservatives, neurotoxins, MSG, mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum. They don't compare them to other safer options. They reference, again, vaccines are bust. That's all you're allowed to know. And if you're against vaccines, you must be pro the death of small children, which is, again, nonsense.
Oh, man. The way that they spin stuff is just, it makes you want to pull your hair out. And then I'd need some kind of homeopathic remedy for baldness if I really did that. But
absolutely. You too could look like Julie Gerberding, head of the CDC. She goes over to work for Merck's $5 billion
division.
Is she
bald? Are you saying that she's bald?
Underneath all that hair, who knows what's growing?
Does she wear a wig? I don't know.
I don't. She needs. Well, I won't comment.
A mask, so, right?
So, and,
I knew where you were going.
The last thing here on this article that Mike points out, if vaccines are so great, why not take the toxic ingredients out? Right? You love them so much, remove the toxic poisons, and then you got them. But they won't do that. Why is that? Why is that? It's an interesting question. And then they say, well, no, we have to have them in for them to work. So then they admit that they have to poison your body in this way. And what is the risk? They don't want you to know the risk. And then if you opt out, they want to shame you into believing you're harming your children. It is an absolute, absolute abomination what they're doing. That's why I call them the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. I think it's the most appropriate name. Now, on to MERS. How long will it be before they have a MERS vaccine? MERS vaccine. By the way, most of these so-called hijackers that partook in 9/11 came from Saudi Arabia. Did they have MERS as well? I'm not going to go there right now, but it's just another thing to consider. Saudi Arabia has 10 more cases of MERS. They call it the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. They claim it kills about a third of the sufferers, but they don't acknowledge what they're doing for those third. Are they giving them antibiotics? Are they giving them prednisone? Like we've covered here on this show many times, when you do that, you intoxicate the liver and you suppress the immune system. Therefore, you make unable the body to respond appropriately to whatever MERS is to overcome it successfully. Homeopaths know this. Naturopaths know this. Why don't the dunderheaded doctors from the CDC and the World Health Organization know that if you suppress the immune system, you likely kill the person suffering from the infectious disease? They'll do it to children.
Whoops.
They'll do it to children. What's going on in the Middle East? Well, of course, Saudi Arabia, despite the fact that they are like the, you know, party central for oil on planet Earth, they are diminishing in their returns. They are converting to nuclear energy. I don't know that they've activated their nuclear plants yet, but that will be another compounding problem. The fact of the matter is toxins deplete minerals and cause the body's liver, the only one you have, to become dysfunctional. And when that happens, you can no longer excrete the toxic poisons you may be breathing in on the oil fields of Saudi Arabia or wherever you are in the sands of the desert of Mecca. And at that point, respiratory diseases can kill you. Why aren't you nebulizing silver hydrosol? Why aren't you doing Bryonia alba homeopathically or other liver support, kidney support, and lung support remedies? We'll get into that some more. But we do want to eat local. 10 best states for that, 10 worst states for that, and also, where's the salmonella outbreak coming from? If it's not Harry Potter, it might be The Hobbit.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy saving same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, you let us know what you think by going to the website, robertscatbell.com, signing up for email alerts, or just, you know, you can put a comment or question in there. We feature those comments, questions of the day. The phones may be down today, we're hearing, so don't worry about that. We've got a couple of guests scheduled. We're going to talk autism. We're going to talk cannabis, CBD. Sierra Riddle's going to be joining us in a little while. We may have some creatures from, what did I say the show was, The Hobbit, coming on this
yeah, day? Well, you were implying that you can get MERS by licking a hobbit.
Either that or salmonella. We're going to figure this thing out. We will figure this thing out before the day is up. Also, eating local. Big proponent of going local. So local that you're growing your own food. That's how local we want. I've got some peppers coming in. The first orange pepper is almost ripe for harvesting. We've got salad, you know, lettuces, greens coming in, and just very exciting. We're just doing some vertical stuff. at this point. Nothing huge, but every little bit counts. As I said, even if it's just oregano or thyme in your windowsill, you got to do it. And there's an article here, we link it in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Comes from a place called takepart.com, the 10 best and worst states to eat local.
Yeah.
So there's evidently an annual locavore index. It's only 3 years old. That shows you how much catching up we have to do from the eating from around the world by not leaving home. You know, getting winter fruits in the summer fruits in the winter, wherever you are. It doesn't matter anymore, although it will, as the oil in Saudi Arabia runs out. So what are we going to do here? This is by Jason Best, talking about local becoming a locavore. And he lists these 10 different states. And he used what we call parameters, key points, by looking at the number of farmers markets a state might have,
right,
the number of CSAs, the number of food hubs, they call it, facilities that handle the aggregation, distribution, and marketing of foods from a group of farms and food producers in the region, and percentage of school districts with farm-to-school programs. I love that's happening, but I wish it was happening more everywhere.
Well, we're making progress. I mean, we are. You're seeing it. It's growing all over the United States.
Yeah. Slowly but surely, it's inevitable. It's going to have to be everywhere. So, number one on the list, I believe this is the first state to mandate GMO labeling. The first state to mandate GMO labeling. Does anybody know?
I wouldn't have guessed this.
No, Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of movement, particularly in the Northeast, the New England states, like Maine and New Hampshire as well. 1, 2, and 3. Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire. Top three. And, of course, we have friends and a lot of listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show in that area, and we hear it all the time. Remember Denny and Amy are good friends up there in Maine. They have their B&B as well. It's beautiful. The artworkies do it. And they do a lot of local stuff. In fact, when I was in New Hampshire last year, remember at that naturopathic conference, we ate at a farm-to-table restaurant like 5 or 6 times in 2 days. we became regulars. They started calling us when we opened the door. Norm! Not Norm. No, just Robert.
Well, even when we were in Denver last weekend, they had a farm-to-truck. It was a mobile truck.
Yep.
At the event. Yeah.
And one day we actually ate at another farm to table. It was sort of like, it felt like a Chipotle in a sense, but it had a wider menu. It wasn't Mexican. They had pizzas and different things.
Right.
That was also a local. So we see it popping up everywhere. Number four on the list, Superdon, your own backyard, Oregon.
Hooray! Yes.
Hooray for Oregon.
Oregon is awesome. They've got farms everywhere, CSAs. I mean, there's two or three just here in the area that I'm at. Of course, I'm right next to Ashland, which is like the the crunchy granola capital of the universe.
Party Central for that. And what was the name of that restaurant that did so much local stuff and they had all the organic beers too?
Standing Stone Brewing Company. Awesome, awesome place. One of the best places I think I've ever eaten at in my life.
Yeah, go back and listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN or Natural News Radio, and you can give a listen to when the Health Freedom Express is hitting the road and it's doing some good stuff. Spotlight. Hawaii, number 5, which kind of makes sense. They're working on banning GMOs there as well, because you should be able to grow anything in that volcanic soil. So good news there, Rhode Island.
Now this next one, Rhode Island?
Yeah, what about that?
Would you ever guess Rhode Island be in the top 10?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no earthly idea. I know Rhode Island, they love boating, but now they love eating local as well.
Good for them.
This one, North Dakota. I think North Dakota, because no one wants to ship anything in there. They're afraid it'll freeze before it gets there.
So
they have to do something local, probably underground, too.
What do you grow on ice, right? What grows in snow?
Underground with the gray aliens that live there. 8, Wisconsin. It's not all cheese. Wisconsin's going local. Montana and Iowa, number 10. Of course, number 10, we're worried about Iowa, a very big genetically modified state. So hopefully you're growing locally, non-GMO. Non-GMO, very important. Let's see. The Strolling the Heifers home state, they call it Strolling the Heifers home state of Vermont, ranks number 1 for the 3rd year in a row. And congratulations, Vermont. Looks great up there. Now, what about the worst places? If you're in one of these states, you've got a lot of explaining to do. Maybe not. Maybe you just have a lot of work to do to bring this back around to local. But number one on that list, Texas.
Wow.
Texas. Yeah.
Largest state in the country, right?
Isn't evidently, they don't have enough room to grow food locally.
Apparently
not.
What's up
with that, Texas?
Wow.
How about that? Nevada, number 2 on the list. where they grow gamblers. Number three, Arizona. Okay, these are desert states, but there are ways to grow.
Right.
Arkansas, Oklahoma, MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi, Illinois, Utah, and Ablama.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah, yes. Come on, get with the program. You're in the deep south, Alabama. You can grow stuff a lot longer than most places. Come on, wake up. The food matters. And, you know, this is an appeal. Here we do Sundays, and this is my healing ministry on the air 6 days a week. A lot of folks go to church one day a week, and they figure the rest of the time they can poison their temple or church, whatever you want to call your body. But the fact of the matter is, if you're at a church picnic and you're eating GMO foods laced with antibiotics and growth hormones, you're not doing yourself a spiritually good service. Yeah, I said that. You can call me. Oh, the phones don't work. You can't call me up and complain today.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, the churches and the synagogues and the mosques need to go beyond the concept of kosher. And I say that because kosher was written at a time when there were no, as far as I know, genetically modified organisms, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and things like that. So cleaning up the food that goes into your body very much honors, I would perceive, a godly way of eating, taking care of yourself. And in that context, Chipotle falls into that realm because they're doing a good job of cleaning up what goes into their restaurants for you to eat. So there you go. If you want to worship, go to Chipotle. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to worship. No, you know what I'm saying. Have I gotten in big trouble just for joking about this? It's a serious matter.
Interesting. A little religious humor there on the weekend when they... Didn't somebody get canonized or something this weekend? Some pope or something?
I don't know. Slap me around with a fish who has been baptized, okay? Go ahead.
Unless it's Friday.
I double dog dare you, then don't eat the fish. All right. We got to say about don't eating something, because you don't want to eat something with salmonella. Now, we have covered stories about salmonella outbreaks. Oftentimes, they're due to the fact that these farms are like downstream from like major cow manufacturing plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the free grazing kind, but when they're in feedlots and all of their waste goes into the runoff into the streams, and those streams are used to irrigate other farms. And then you'll find salmonella growing on the finished produce.
Right.
Even organic. If you were to use this water on organic produce, you better darn clean it extra. But who would have known that when we talk about eating locally, wanting you to get more local all the time, that you don't want to go so local if you have this particular creature in the neighborhood, because it could result in some problems, and that includes salmonella contamination of your meal. I don't know if it's a breakfast, lunch, or dinner issue. Do we have an audio clip? I think we've got some insight as to where the salmonella, this latest outbreak, is coming from. It's not coming from Saudi Arabia. I suspect the Hobbit. I do. But I'm not sure where. Let's go ahead and listen to this quick musical interlude that might give us some insight.
Oh, how nice.
By the way, that's in Hawaii.
I feel like I'm 6 years old again.
Right, but the thing is, six-year-olds shouldn't be singing this because it's all about puffing on the magic weed.
It's all about being in Denver on 420.
Yeah, exactly. Who knew that Puff the Magic Dragon was about Denver, Colorado on 420, 2014? Well, honestly, the Magic Dragon in this case is not, in fact, marijuana. That actually has medicinal benefit. We'll talk about that with Sierra Riddle next hour. But this story is kind of bizarre because it points out that the responsible parties for a salmonella outbreak have been traced to, yeah, you guessed it, Bearded dragons.
Was Puff the Magic Dragon? Did he have a beard? I did not know that.
Puff the Bearded Dragon? No, I don't think so. This is responsible for a multi-state outbreak. And bearded dragons are actually pretty popular pets. My nephew has a bearded dragon, although he's not, to my knowledge, come down with a salmonella infection. And even some schools will have bearded dragons. They're fun pets, cute little ugly little things that people appreciate. And it evidently infected 132 people, mostly children age 5 and younger. And, of course, they're more susceptible because they don't understand the concept of holding a pet and then washing your hands with soap and water, as simple as it gets, or spraying some silver hydrosol on them and neutralizing whatever is coming out of that bearded dragon or what might be on the skin. So, interesting warning here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bearded dragons and salmonella, if you handle them, please be careful. Wash your hands. Do not, let's say, mix one in your smoothie or anything gross like that.
Bearded dragon smoothie?
No, I don't think that's what they meant. I'm sorry. I went there. I shouldn't have gone. Now, now the people for the ethical treatment of bearded dragons are going to call
me.
Tom?
Yes.
Tom, don't take those calls if they come in. Not that the phone
works today. Actually, on a day like today, we should say, if you oppose bearded dragon smoothies, call now. Call right now.
We're going to talk to you. RobertScottBell.com is the website. You can check us out online, and we link through to a lot of events coming up. We'll let you know about where we are going to be, including Chicago twice coming up. Maybe Miami. We're not sure, but we're going to get to that. Hey, there's good news for Super Don. He's going to be so excited about this next segment, I won't be able to get him to shut up. Not that I want to get him to shut up. Usually, anyway. No. Super Don, this is your segment coming up because it relates to something you love and in the way you love to take it. I think. We're going to double check on that. So stick around for lots more healing after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Like this segment, it's known as the Super Dodd Show. Why? Because there's a story just for my humble and lovable executive producer, Super Don. Stand by for that. But first, we got to announce, major announcement. Where are we going to be this week? All week long until the finale. Where are we going to be, Super Don? Come on. Come through. Where are we going to be?
Where are we going to be this week? We're going to be online.
Online, of course. We're always online. But something unique about this kind of online. What's going on?
Herb Day Online. This is going to be a week long, almost, I think. It starts on the 28th and ends on the 3rd. So it's basically a week. It's going to be an awesome thing. Free. Absolutely free. Online. I don't even know what to call it. It's kind of like a conference of people that are going to be able to go online and see different speakers that are going to be talking about herbs and herbal supplements and how they can be incorporated into your life, used in food, beverages, medicine, beauty products, crafts, etc. It's going to start off, kick things off with Terry Aranga, co-founder of Autism One, on Monday, which is tomorrow. And then on Tuesday the 29th, it will be the Science of Weed documentary people. On Wednesday the 30th, John Hicks we'll be on talking about cannabidiol.
Dr. Hicks.
Thursday, we've got Charles Vest, who's the VP of Communications for HempMeds PX.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday, guess who's going to be on?
Who's
Ty Bollinger.
Ty Bollinger.
Yay. Talking about cancer unplugged from the matrix. And then on Saturday, it's going to be this cool panel of these really awesome people, including you.
No, not me.
Yes, it's going to be a panel discussion talking about CBD and cannabidiol. Christopher Hussey from Canaway, Charles Vest again, Brandon the Truth Bearer will be on, talking about CBD, and Dean Petkanis?
Give it a try. What the heck?
He's the patent holder.
On the use of CBD. Fantastic week. Herb Day Online. Tell your friends. Free information that will bring the gift and the power to heal back to each and every one of you.
HerbDayOnline.com.
Well done. Now, here's your reward, Super Don.
Yes.
A story here on diabetes. And this doesn't relate to you necessarily because you don't have diabetes, to my knowledge.
I don't have diabetes.
No, not at all. No. But maybe because you like coffee so much.
Yay.
Increasing daily coffee consumption may protect against type 2 diabetes. And this is interesting, the way the first sentence says here on this, and it's a Fox News article. Interesting. Coffee, the antioxidant-filled beverage. Isn't that interesting? They go right to that and recognize that there are antioxidants within coffee. It's true. Now, we would argue going cleaner, organic-type coffees. There are certain coffee blends that are really bred to have higher antioxidant capacity. That's why I mostly do yerba mate because of its incredible mineral array. But coffee does have legitimate use as an antioxidant. And that's, you know, you go bonkers for this stuff.
Are you?
Don't you?
I do indeed. And there, listen, there is a, I mean, let's talk about the article cooler real quick, but there are a few tips, and if you drink coffee, there's a good way and a bad way to do that, but we'll get to that after we talk about this.
Yeah, no, it's good. This is Diabetologia, was the journal where it was put in there. It said one cup over a four-year period had 11% lower risk. I think that's daily, of course, if you increase it by one cup.
One cup of coffee in 4 years?
In every 4 years. Sorry, Don. No. I was just teasing with you about how good news this was. Lowers your risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, I will get into very, very briefly why the antioxidant capacity of coffee is going to be helpful, although it's not the only thing. In fact, it may not be the best thing, but we're going to acknowledge it has a role to play. The GTF chromium is the most critical mineral of all the minerals related to having or not having hypoglycemia and diabetes. And I would ask that you would call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. You don't have to buy coffee from him, but you have to get the GTF chromium that we get. 100 micrograms three times a day. If you're in the throes of type 2, you can reverse it over time. If you're in type 1, which is the autoimmune aspect, I believe vaccine-induced, you may not completely recover, but you could reduce your reliance on things like insulin, along with some dietary shifts that are serious, of course. So that's great. But what else did you want to share about the coffee before we wrap for this hour?
Just really simple. I mean, obviously, you want to use organic coffee. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the shade-grown organic stuff, it's great. There's lots of different varieties. Mm-hmm. If you want to try and drink decaf, make sure that you're using one of the non-chemical-based methods of decaffeination, because sometimes even the ones that say naturally decaffeinated, they do use chemicals to do it. There's one called Swiss Water Process.
Yeah.
And unbleached filters if you go drip coffee. Definitely
right.
Unbleached filters.
Make them look like cardboard. Then you know they're unbleached.
That's right.
Right. All right. Well, next hour we got Maurizio Oranzo. There's an autism conference that's going to be happening. The GM Autism Foundation in Miami right before Autism One, where we'll be in Chicago. Sierra Riddle, another Canna mom on CBD for her kid. And you and me, we're going to rock the health world a little bit more next hour because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.